How bad is it to want an incentive to encourage you to do a mitzvah? Well, according to Rashi, certain mitzvahs are designed that way from the start. Nachdem die Torah sagt an den Dim von Ola und Kerem Revoi, after the Torah tells us about the laws of how we have to wait before we can have the fruit of a tree or of a vine, steht in Pasuk, then the Pasuk says this, Vashona ha-chamishis, in the fifth year, Deichlos Pirio, you can eat the fruits, lohoisif lochem tovu asoi, and that will add to your produce, ani Hashem lekechem Hashem underwrites it. It's Rashi matik divret lohoisif lochem tovu asoi. Rashi takes those words to add to your produce, and he explains that it's mefarish, ha-mitzvah zei shetishmeru, if you observe this mitzvah, then the observance of this mitzvah will increase your take home. Because in the reward of this mitzvah, the Ebishter promises a brocha in the fruits of our planting. So what's Rashi trying to tell us? So it would seem, according to the, most of the commentators on Rashi, that really what Rashi is out to clarify over here is, as iverta lo yisif lachem tuvu asoi, those words that say to add to the yield of your produce, zainanita hemshech dovuk tu uvashono achamishis toichles pirioi, are not the immediate follow-on from telling us that in the fifth year we're permitted to eat the fruit, because it would be illogical to say, now that you're allowed to eat the fruit, that's going to bring you bracha. Rather, Rashi is showing us that this promise of a great yield of our produce is actually linked to the earlier psukim, which told us about what we're supposed to do and how we observe this mitzvah. Mitzvah hazos shetishmeru, as Rashi says, this mitzvah, if you keep it, tihye lohosif chulei, will produce this great result that you'll have a tremendous yield of your product. Okay, so that makes sense, and we get what Rashi has to tell us, so we shouldn't misread the pasuk. But the way Rashi tells it to us seems a bit strange. So, benit fashtandik di'arichas haloshim from Rashi. It is odd that Rashi uses so much language to convey what should be a fairly straightforward point. Surely he could have just summarized al derech v'devin Ezra, similar to how the Evan Ezra says, as lohosif lachem tuvu asoi, that those words that you're going to get this return on investment is davakim kedushi lulim, should be linked to the part of the Torah that tells us that for the first 3 years and then the fourth year, it's off bounds, and then you've got to dedicate your fruit as a kind of a holy thing, or something like that. Or like the Rashbam says, you will get that reward of the extra yield of your produce if you listen to what I say. Why does Rashi give us so much information? And maybe you're going to want to try and squeeze out an explanation that Rashi is actually explaining what the nature of the bracha is. What does it mean that there'll be a great yield of your produce? That the Ebrisha is blessing the fruits that you will plant. Even that, Rashi could have said much more succinctly. Quote the words of the pasuk that you're going to have an abundant yield, and then say, in reward for this mitzvah, I bless the yield of your fruits. Why is Rashi using so much language and apparently even repeating himself to say, this mitzvah that you will keep, Tiyeh will be lohoisif lachem tuvu asoi, to add the yield, and then again say, shebischara, because in the reward for that mitzvah, ani mevorech lachem peres anetias, I'm going to bless your fruits. Okay, besides that, there are a few words in Rashi that should catch our eye. Oichazadim farang noch kamedukim beloshen Rashi, mehem, some of the nuances in Rashi are as follows. Aleph, ha-mitzvah ha-zois shetishmeru chole. Why does he say this mitzvah? Vasidei sof zadirik ha-zois. Who needs that word, ha-zois, this mitzvah? Obviously, we're talking about this mitzvah. As Ashev old gizok heshetishmer mitzvah, had Rashi kept it generic and said, when you keep the mitzvah, the koyotzev was on the adgosh hazois, or any other variation without that word hazois, what menech givus, that's a retzich veng der mitzvah. We would have known that you're talking about this mitzvah. Vos veng eri retem posuk, because that's what the posuk is speaking about. Why would you imagine it's any other mitzvah that you have to qualify and say hazois? Also, beiz, ani mevorech lachem perus anetilis. What does it mean? I'm blessing the fruits of your planting. Why is Rashi using different language to what the pasuk said, which was simply tvuasoi, your produce? Maybe it's because Rashi wants to clarify that we're not talking about the yield of your fields like grain, but rather the yield of your vines. And maybe you'll say it's linked to the beginning of the pasuk, which is speaking about planting fruit trees. So then Rashi could have said, the Eibishter will bless your fruits, other hanatias, all your plantings. Why does Rashi need a double expression? The fruits of your planting. Before we can answer any of that, let's look at what Rashi says next. Vaites Rashi Mamshechi continues. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva taught, and he taught regularly. Hoyo Omer, Dibra Torah Kenegad Yetzirah. Here, the Torah is addressing the Yetzirah. How so? Shaloi Omer Adam, that a person shouldn't argue. Hare Arba Shanim Ani Mitzdar Bochinam. For 4 years, I'm investing in my agriculture with nothing in return. So we address and say, calm down, don't worry. In the fifth year, the Eibishter is going to give you extra yield and bracha, and that will compensate. So the question is, Vos bring Rashi the Maimon for Rabbi Akiva? Why is Rashi bringing this up? Then a Mefarshim, so the Mefarshim what it says, Demit Fayin for Rashi, that Rashi is trying to answer, why is it that the placement of when we're told about the reward that there'll be this great yield of our produce, why it's after he tells us that in the fifth year you're allowed to eat the fruits. Because logically, it should have already told us about the reward when it described the mitzvah in the first place, because after all, the reward is for the mitzvah, not for the eating. So therefore, Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva, because once you hear that it's the fifth year that you get to eat, that's when you realize, oh my, for 4 years I'm going to be investing without seeing a return. Because the person has to self-discipline and not partake of the fruits for the first 4 years. And therefore he's quoting, Rabbi Akiva says, well, you know what? That amount you're going to get in the fifth year is going to be so abundant that it's going to compensate for the 4 years that you missed. Okay, so apparently Rashi is just explaining the placement of these words in the pasuk. Abdei Pirush is nekratik, but that doesn't really solve for why Rashi quoted Rabbi Akiva. Because remember, Rashi is explaining the simple explanation of the pasuk, and the fact that the reward was not quoted right at the beginning when the mitzvah was introduced is not a question according to Pshat, because usually when the Torah does describe the reward for a mitzvah, it's usually at the conclusion of the topic of that particular mitzvah, which would have worked exactly here. First, the Torah gives us all of the details of the mitzvah, how a person has to conduct themselves when they're planting trees, that for 3 years you're not allowed to eat, and then in the fourth year you have to designate those fruits as holy and you have to eat them yerushalayim, and then part of the mitzvah is only in the fifth year are you permitted to eat the fruits. And then once you've told us all of the detail of the mitzvah, it is the most logical thing that now the Torah will tell us what you get as a reward, is going to give you a tremendous return on investment. It's not a big question that Rashi has to address. So why is he quoting Rabbi Akiva? Besides, we also, as we frequently do, have to ask, if Rashi wanted us to know that we're addressing the Yetzirah, why is it important to know that it was Rabbi Akiva who taught this? Vos vigret fil mol, Rashi tut us no dort fu dos is meisiv in avolos ha-pirush, as the Rebbe has taught us multiple times. The only reason that Rashi would include the name of the Baal HaMaimer is to help us understand the message more clearly. So why do we have to know that it's Rabbi Akiva here? And not just that it's Rabbi Akiva, or nochmer, in dem guf is Rashi medayik, hoya Rabbi Akiva oimer. Rashi doesn't just say this is Rabbi Akiva speaking, but that he said it on a regular basis. As Rabbi Akiva fleck ständig zogen dem Maimer, that Rabbi Akiva would repeat this staying often. How's that going to help us understand the topic more clearly? In the Maimer Guf of Asrashi, bring from Rabbi Akiva's Nifashtanik. And then one other thing we have to ask, and this is possibly the overarching question about Rabbi Akiva's contention, is there are many mitzvahs which the Torah tells us what the reward for them would be. And in none of those mitzvahs does Rashi say, well, the reason the Torah had to tell us the reward is because you're going to grapple with this mitzvah, the Yetzirah is going to have a hard time, so we address it with the reward. Implying that if not for the incentive, the Yetzirah would not permit us to fulfill this mitzvah. So why here? For Why? What is it that makes it so compelling that this particular reward is anders for an anders chai mitzvah, different to any other reward for any other mitzvah? On his kisaki for unconnect the Yetzirah, and is to address the contention of the Yetzirah. Why don't we just simply say, well, because the person deserves reward because they worked so hard for 4 years without seeing the fruit of their labors. So be shlomo by the parasha from your fast Torah. There is another occasion where the Torah addresses the Yetzirah that makes a lot of sense, and that is the so-called beautiful captive in the scenario of war. That makes sense, that when the Torah tells us that the person who finds this non-Jewish woman in the battlefield is permitted to take her as a wife, there it makes sense as lo dibra Torah ela connected Yetzirah, that Rashi should tell us the Torah is addressing the Yetzirah. Because Rashi says, we know what's going to happen in the heat of war, that a person, if they're not permitted to conduct themselves in certain ways, are going to just do so, even if it's not allowed. In other words, Rashi is telling us that the Torah means that this woman should be forbidden. But the Ebershter permits it because of extenuating circumstances. And if you have something which is forbidden, but the Eibusha is giving you license under extenuating circumstances, that implies that the Yetzirah is being addressed. But when it comes to rewards for mitzvah, totally different topic, totally different approach. As we've seen, there are numerous mitzvahs that are recorded with their rewards. And I say Yesei ben Gatsa mitzvahs, and the concept of being rewarded for mitzvahs is a fundamental Jewish belief. As David should get schar mitzvahs. So what is get al der schar? So why is this one singled out for the mitzvah for Olo and Keren Revoy as Dafke Eris Gizoki for Unconnected Yetzirah, that the reward for delaying our participation or partaking of the fruits that we plant, that's the one that's addressing the Yetzirah. Why? And the last piece of the puzzle is Vaita Shtotzachashev Divreta Ni Hashem. Shortly after this, Rashi addresses the fact that the Torah says Ani Hashem. Onis Mefarsh explains, what does it mean Ani Hashem? Ani Hashem ha-maftiach al-kach v'nemen lishmar avtachosi. I am the Eibishter who promises this reward, and you can rely on me to fulfill my promises. Isn't it move on? That's also unusual. Because the Lashon ha-rogil b'pirash Rashi kigin dois b'kitza nemen l'shalim schar. Usually, when Rashi does address Ani Hashem, he says, reliable to reward. Why is Rashi adding more information over here? Ani Hashem, ha-maftiach al-kach, I'm the Eibishter who promises this, then I'm on Ishmar avtachosi, and I'm reliable to fulfill my promise. Nachmer, furthermore, nit norizes anarichas haloshen, that's not only more words than Rashi normally says, noichashina, it's a different message to what Rashi normally says. Nit nemen leshalim schar, it's not what Rashi would typically say, that the Eibishter is reliable to reward us for doing the right things. Not nemen lishmer avtachosi, but that the Eibishter is reliable to fulfill his promises. Why is that relevant? Void Rashi is meshanich vin zayn friedikin loshen binyonenim shibischarani mevorech chulei. And Rashi is actually changing tack from what he said in this particular mitzvah a little earlier, that I'm going to reward you. Zoktayin from Aftocha. And now it starts bringing in the word promises. Am maftiach lishmer avtachosi. Why the change? Shlomo Abirbo says, so the argument, that the answer to all of this hinges on one principle. The Shailen Pasuk of Sashi Kumfarim from Bifurushe is, let's re-examine what question about the Pasuk is Rashi looking to address. So not as we originally thought, that Rashi is just bothered by where in the story this promise of extra yield comes. As we mentioned, that is already not an issue because it's typical to give the reward at the end of the entire presentation. Now in the Pirush HaTeivos, Rashi is more bothered by the words. Had the Torah only wanted to tell us there is a reward for this mitzvah of Orla and this is the reward, then the word should have been, fulfill this mitzvah in order that I then give you great return on your investment. Or the Eibush could say, and I will add to the yield of your produce. But the fact that the Torah says le to add, so do this to add, that implies from the mitzvah that this is not just a response to the mitzvah; it's the goal of the mitzvah. Don't eat the fruit for 3 years. Le, so that it will not that so that you earn a reward, so that that will add value to the return on your investment. Do these steps so that it will give you a greater return on your investment. Aterech zochus say mashabos lekachoy, like the language. Remember Shabbos, so that you might keep it holy and sanctified. Vos de lekachoy is nit aschar, it's not a reward. If you keep Shabbos, it will be holy. Nothing but toron tachas fundem zocher. The purpose of keeping Shabbos is to sanctify it. The funis Rashi machriach Rashi picks up on that lehoisif. And he says, that compels us to explain, as the Pshat in Pasuk is, HaMitzvah HaZois, the Torah is highlighting that this mitzvah, Shetishmeru, that you will keep it, Tiyeh Lo'isif Lachem Tavosei, you should keep it in order that you get greater yield on your produce. Chochas Bechlal, Daf Mekayim Zan HaMitzvah Defarvos HaZoi Hot Eibish Gehes, and even though normally the way that we're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah is, because Eibish just said so. Oh, but by der mitzvah zog Torah, in this particular context, the Torah tells us, as ir shmira is megzain, milechatchila, mita kavona, lo yisif lachem tvoasei. Here's a mitzvah that you are permitted to, or maybe even expected to, do so that you'll get reward. That's what's incredibly interesting about this pasuk. Und das ist was Rashi's ma'ach b'lashona, which is why Rashi has to add more words to his explanation so we get the message. Divret lo yisif lachem tvoasei. The message in the parasha that says it will create a return on investment, a yield of your produce, it's not just telling us what the reward is, rather the Torah is helping us determine what our intention should be in fulfilling this mitzvah. The Torah is giving license to do a mitzvah in order to get more back. Which means Rashi is illustrating two key points to us. Number one, is not telling us, describing the reward. Rather, it is mandating the attitude of the person doing the mitzvah. You should do this mitzvah in order that you get more back. And then Rashi also tells us why. Why you need to be thinking this way? Because a person, why do you think you're going to get more back? Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to get more back. Because the Eibishter underwrites it. Because in the reward for this mitzvah, I am going to bless the fruits of your planting. That raises another question. Let's say we went with the first way we understood this, which was the simplest, that David is just describing what the reward for this mitzvah is. Then, as mentioned, it wouldn't be surprising that the reward is only described at the end of the presentation. But now we're saying it's not a description of the reward, it's a description of the intention. So why is it at the end? It should actually be at the beginning. Rashi has now told us that lahoisif lachem tvoasoi is there to shape the intention of the person when they step up to do the mitzvah. Surely then these words should have been around about the time and space where we speak about doing the mitzvah. So lo ye'ochel, don't allow yourself to eat the fruit. So that we'll know, don't eat the fruit because your intention should be to get more later. So Rashi explains why these words appear later in the Pasuk by telling us, not as the Pasuk said, Tuvu Osoi, that you'll get produce, but saying, Monsok Peris and Atias, the fruit of your planting. What's he telling us with that? Rashi's telling us the fact that the Torah placed these words about the promise and the intention of getting more yield from our produce by fulfilling Orla after telling us that we eat the fruit in the fifth year. Build a pasuk on Titan, Oifen Abrocha. The Torah is telling us not just that there will be a brocha, but how the brocha will manifest. It's neat, not as David Shevet, Gavin Atesus, Brochin, the Tzmichon, Vux von de Peres, not only what we would have expected, that the Abisha will bless the produce to actually be abundant. Now, Zech noch Devias, when Uiswachs in de Peres and Atheus von Shona Chamishes, the brocha is beyond that. That even when those fruits are now on the tree and ready to eat in the fifth year, Zain de Great zu Techles Perioi, Vetin Zegufa Chol, Zain Brichas Hashem Beifin, Shal Heisafa Veriboi, there'll still be brocha and increase at that point, which is unusual. And Mivorech Lechem Peres Sanatias, Rashi is telling us, I'm going to bless the ready-to-pick fruits to have brocha in them. Aderech v'Rashi Zokt in Pashas Behar, similar to what Rashi says in Pashas Behar with the brochas, Af Beseich HaMe'ayim Tehei Boi Brocha, that there is a brocha not only in the yield of produce, but also in how it is inside of our system. And that's what Rashi is highlighting for us. It's not a generic brocha that you'll have more return of your produce, but that the produce itself will be blessed. But we still have a question. Why is this mitzvah unique? That this is specifically the mitzvah. That the Torah is giving us license to intend to do this mitzvah in order to get reward. That's so unusual. And how come the actual reward itself is different to usual rewards? Normal rewards, are you going to get more back? This is a reward that says even the quality of the fruit is going to be blessed while it's on the tree. What's so unusual about this mitzvah? Says Rashi, bring the farash into my mim for Rabbi Akiva. He says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva explains what is so unusual about the mitzvah, which is why its reward is so unusual too, and its attitude is so unusual. Rabbi Akiva tells us we're dealing with the Yetzirah who might want to impede us doing this mitzvah. The Baal says there's shveritz and mekaims and the mitzvah because it's going to be a very difficult mitzvah to fulfill. But my mensch can doch tainan abeshanim and its mitzvah by chinam. Because a person will complain, you want me to work for 4 years without seeing any return? So therefore we allowed, similar to the Yifas Torah, where we allow something to contend with the Yetzirah. What do we allow? We allow you to think about and intend to receive the reward that's coming later. And because we have to satisfy the Yetzirah, the Eibush's promise is an unusual bracha that even the Yetzirah will say, you know what, it's worth holding out. Which is exactly why Rashi interprets the words Ani Hashem as Ani Hashem Maftiach Alkach V'Nem Lishmer Avtechasi, and the Eibush who promises and is reliable to keep this promise to give you these brachas. It's not good enough to have the usual promise. You can trust me that I will reward you. Well, the only reason the person is doing this mitzvah is because they want the reward. So it doesn't help now to say, and I'll give you the reward. Because if the person is already fulfilling the mitzvah, that means they've overcome the obstacle of the Yetzirah that did not want them to do the mitzvah because they obviously see the value in the reward. So there's no value in telling us, and I'm going to reward you. That's why Rashi says, the Eibushter's promise over here is not, I will reward you, but I promise this. When you know that the Eibushter underwrites this reward, and that the Eibushter is reliable to keep his promises, that's enough to convince the Yetzirah to get on board. But the child, the student who's really on his game, will still have a question. The sharp student raises this question. One second, why is this mitzvah so radically different from all other mitzvahs? To allow us to intend to be rewarded. And then just not just any reward, but an unusual, super a natural kind of reward. And this is going to be because there might be somebody on the fringe of the community who is so spiritually disconnected that they need the carrot of the reward to get them to do the mitzvah. So all of us are going to be told to do the mitzvah this way. So Dasha's Dosa Zokta Bekiva, that's why Rashi has to tell us who the Bala Maimer is. It's Rabbi Akiva, remember what he represents? Dervasot Gizokt, Vatarechokom Moichos, Zekal Godabatera. This is Rabbi Akiva who says that to love your fellow Jew is a fundamental principle of Judaism. Eich Rabbi Akiva, Eich is Rabbi Akiva given Dervas, Hoyorogel Azakis, Es Yisrael. And we know that Rabbi Akiva was a person who consistently looked for a way to justify merit on behalf of the Jewish people. On Lloyd Shittis Rabbi Akiva, as a given as Chusafiadin is improving them health and is a Klagodabatera. So when you go with Rabbi Akiva's perspective, which is to find the good in a fellow Jew and to be able to assist a fellow Jew, is a founding principle of Torah. Is moving for Vos Torah, for Nemzach mit Yadin Eden. That explains why the Torah would be concerned about every Jew, even the Jew on the fringe. And why the Torah would even come up with a plan for the Jew who needs his Yetzirah to be addressed. And that by Hashem Adaik Hoyer Rabbi Kiva Imer. That's why Rashi doesn't just say Rabbi Kiva said, but he regularly said, as I flecked the Maimon Nochanan Chazren, that Rabbi Kiva would regularly repeat this message. Because effectively what Rashi is illustrating over here is that this message is something which conveys what Rabbi Akiva stands for and what he's all about. That's why Rabbi Akiva regularly spoke about this, because it represents what he cares about and what he believes in. And it's also a reflection on his own life experience, because Rabbi Akiva had the Erev Fetzik Yofen Zayin Levin Nid Gelen Ken Torah. Rabbi Akiva did not learn Torah for the first 40 years of his life. But when he was told that there'd be great reward for learning Torah, he's a gegangen learn, and then he went to learn. Kumtois as Rabbi Akiva is given Ken the Matzafun Hare Arba Shanim Animin Star Boy Chinam. So Rabbi Akiva's life reflects, in a way, what's going on over here with the 4 years of toiling without returns. Zayin gein lernen Torah is given verbunden mit avek vorfen die erste 40 Jahre von sein Leben. When Rabbi Akiva engages to learn Torah, he's effectively denouncing the 40 years that preceded that. Doch gein lernen Torah is a madgish as a friedliche Jahren sein mit starber chinem se seinen umsiste Jahren. By now investing his entire life in learning Torah, Rabbi Akiva is making a statement that the first 40 years of his life were essentially wasted. It was toil for nothing. Like the person was saying, I've been looking after my field now for 4 years and I can't eat a fruit. And we know that the motivation that got Rabbi Akiva going was the anticipation of incentive, of a reward. And the fact that his initial interest in Torah learning was for an ulterior motive did not stop him from becoming the greatest scholar that the entire Gemara is based on. That's why Rabbi Akiva frequently repeated this message that the Torah addresses the Yetzer Hara. Because it was familiar to him. It was because of the promise of the reward that got Rabbi Akiva to start learning Torah. And that's what turned him into the great, illustrious Rabbi Akiva. There's one last point that we have to clarify, at least from a perspective of spirituality. Safe is the noite kai from the Torah going to get it's a blois from the same mispa von Eden vel khazain and garbage fala matter. At the end of the day, if we have to address a Yetzirah, we're talking about a small fraction of the Jewish community who needs the Yetzirah spoken to. So why is this the way that the mitzvah is presented to every single Jew? And I know from Vos's Magic Dibutari Kenegat Yetzirah that every single Jew has to approach this mitzvah, because remember, it's the kavanah, it's the intention of the mitzvah. So every single Jew, even one who's not grappling with the Yetzirah, has to go with this approach of, I have to consider my Yetzirah. Is the beer in them, the explanation of Bipnimius and Yonim is the Pirish Apnimi in Dibutari Kenegat Yetzirah, the deeper meaning of addressing the Yetzirah is, as the mitzvah is in Yonavas Terah Vilde mit Ibn Machandem Yetzirah, that the goal of Torah is to transform the Yetzirah, not only to outsmart or overcome the Yetzirah. That the goal is to love the Yetzirah, not only with the Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah as well. As the Yetzirah mitzadat smoy zol velenton a mitzvah. The goal of Yiddishkeit is to reach a point that our Yetzirah wants to do the mitzvahs. That's why we have a mitzvah, where the intention of the mitzvah is to get something out of it. Because the message is, when you're tackling the Yetzirah, and then you get it on board, you transform the Yetzirah, that is the ultimate return on investment that they were just, so to speak, planted in this world in order to harvest. As we know, the Pasuk tells us that many farms, many fields worth of produce are in the strength of the ox that pulls the plow. As the verav tovois, he suffer ve'ilei rav v'kiddusha. The spiritual meaning of that is that the abundance of holiness in the world, is actually the result of capturing and transforming the animal within us, the nefesh abamis. And there's a good reason for it. Because to be able to get the Yetzirah and the Nefesh HaBamis on side is difficult, it's uncomfortable. Avodas haneshama mitzad atzmo is mitochoneg. As long as I'm serving the Eibishter just using my neshama, that's a very pleasurable, deep experience. Aber der Avodah von Bir Nefesh HaBamis, for the Tegia zu durchbrechen dem Helm Esrim Nefesh HaBamis, durch Iskafia. But to convert my Nefesh HaBamis, that's hard work, that takes the breaking of habits, takes Iskafia, the compulsion of the Nefesh HaBamis to get on board. Und der Rebbe muss früher sein, der Zar von Abba Shonne, was der Nefesh HaBamis hat genicken, an Ofen, der Tvor, and therefore this is the template, Orla. There are 4 years where the Nefesh HaBamis does not get any benefit, does not feel why this is worthwhile. But that's what gets the Nefesh HaBamis on board, and durch der Iskafia wird der Noch Ishabcha, once we are able to compel the Nefesh HaBamis to align with what the Eibishter wants, even if it's through incentive, then that eventually converts the Nefesh HaBamis to be aligned with what the Eibishter wants. Until eventually it's the Nefesh HaBamis that actually gives us the greatest nachas, the greatest capacity to serve and do what the Eibishter wants. And so we should not be afraid of the fact that there's a Yetzer Hara lurking in the background that maybe wants to interfere and needs a little bit of a carrot on a stick in order to go in the direction that the Eibishter wants, because that's where the greatness and power actually lies.